What do Joan Baez, David Bowie, Glenn Campbell, Ray Charles, Leonard Cohen, Judy Collins, John Denver, Neil Diamond, Celine Dion, Marianne Faithfull, The Kingston Trio, Cyndi Lauper, Barry Manilow, Johnny Mathis, Frank Sinatra, and Sting all have in common? Answer: in addition to their all being singers, at some point in their careers, they all recorded songs written by the influential Belgian cabaret singer Jacques Brel.
Down on Bowery, they lose their ball eyes and their lip mouths in the night. And stumbling through the street, they say, sir, do you got a light? And
that's Regina Spektor's cover of Brel's French love song Ne Me Quitte Pas, translated as Don't Leave Me. Add Spektor to the long list of singers from around the world who know what everyone knew in the 50s and 60s, that Jacques Brel is one of the best songwriters of all time. But most people in America, if they've heard of Brel at all, know him mainly because of the popular musical stage show Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris, now running in an engaging new production at Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. Originally debuting off-Broadway in 1968, Alive and Well has no plot whatsoever, taking its dramatic drive from the songs of Brel themselves, presented in the form of a musical revue with four singers, Valentina Osinski, Michael Van Wy, Julia Hathaway, and Kevin Singer, all taking turns performing some of the songwriter's best-known and most theatrical tunes.
In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who drinks. And he drinks, and he drinks, and he drinks.
Amsterdam, performed there by John Denver, is one of the Cinnabar production's many highlights, as packed with drama and emotion as some full-on stage plays. Van Wy is sensational in the show, harnessing a knack for humor as in the satirical Girls and Dogs, and an understanding of how to build intensity as in the stunning, heartbreaking ode to lost innocence, Next. Other highlights include the beautifully staged Madeleine, the bittersweet story of a hopeful young woman whose dreams are shattered, performed by the ensemble with a surprise chorus of kazoos. Later in the show, Hathaway delivers a riveting rendition of Marieke, an aching lament of lost love. Hathaway had the audience on the edge of their seats with the song, no small feat considering she performed it in Dutch. And I imagine few of us understood the words, but heartbreak and longing, that's universal, and we all picked up on that. Osinski and Singer also shine in the show, which is elegantly and cleverly staged by Elie Lichtenstein, with sharp musical direction by Al Haas and Robert Lunsford, who also perform in the onstage band. My one quibble is that some of the performers are occasionally difficult to hear, their non-amplified volume sometimes hard to pick up on, even from the second row. And with songs this good, this well-performed, believe me, you will want to hear every sweet, painful, hilarious, and brilliant word. Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris runs Friday through Sunday through January 19th at Cinnabar Theater, cinnabartheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.
Can never forget. Some built the roads, some wrote the poems, some went to